This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a bilateral meeting with Hereditary Prince of Liechtenstein, Prince Alois, in New Delhi at the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit 2026. External Affairs Ministry said that during the meeting, both leaders reviewed bilateral cooperation in various areas. They agreed to promote deeper collaboration between India and Liechtenstein, particularly in the fields of trade, investment and emerging technologies, including AI, innovation and skill development, building on the momentum of the India-EFTA Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, TEPA. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with President of the Slovak Republic, Peter Pellegrini, on the sidelines of the summit. They reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relations and discussed ways to enhance cooperation in areas including trade and investment, digital technologies, defense, space, energy, culture, and people-to-people linkages. Both leaders welcomed the fresh momentum in ties generated by the adoption of the landmark India-EU FTA and the India-EU Joint Comprehensive Strategic Agenda 2030. The leaders agreed to further strengthen India-Slovak Republic relations for mutual benefit, especially in the digital sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a roundtable with CEOs of AI and deep tech startups at Seva Tirth in New Delhi. During the meeting, the Prime Minister discussed the potential of harnessing AI technology in various sectors like agriculture, environmental protection, and promoting higher education in mother tongue, among others. India and the United States have signed the Pax Silica Declaration at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi today. This declaration will strengthen collaboration in areas like the production of critical minerals and semiconductors and in the rapidly evolving artificial intelligence space to create a safe and strong global silicon and technology ecosystem. Presiding over the signing ceremony, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, has said that the goal of India is to take a leadership role in semiconductor and electronics industries. He added that the semiconductor industry requires more than 10 lakh talented pool, and that will be fulfilled within the country. He also informed that students from 315 universities and colleges are designing chips.
I would like to extend my special thanks to the vision of our Honorable Prime Minister, Shri Narendra Modi ji, who has made all this possible, this entire AI Impact Summit, the silicon supply chain that we are building, and that huge set of new opportunities which are coming for the young population which is here. We are not just holding a summit here. We are building the future. We are laying the foundation for the young generation. Beyond 2047 also, there will be a growth period of another 50 years.
The Supreme Court today directed deployment of serving and former district judges to assist the Election Commission in the Special Intensive Division, SIR, of electoral rolls in West Bengal. A bench of Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justices Joy Mallya Bakshi and Vipul P. Pancholi passed a slew of fresh directions to ensure completion of the Special Intensive Division SIR process in the state. The bench ordered deputation of judicial officers for adjudication of claims and objections of persons, but under logical discrepancy list. Home Minister Amit Shah today launched the Vibrant Village Program 2.0 at Nathanpur in the Indo-Bangladesh border area of Katigara and Kachar district of Assam. Speaking on this occasion, Mr. Shah said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken several steps for the development of border areas. He said such programs should be organized in 334 blocks and about 1,954 villages in 17 states of the country, as well as 140 border villages in Assam. He also said the development works have also started in 334 blocks and about 2,000 villages along the Indo-Pakistan border. Electronics and Information Technology Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav today met CEO of Google and Alphabet, Sundar Pichai. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said that during the meeting, they discussed investments in data centers, AI research in education, healthcare and renewables, and collaboration on framing AI standards. In the ICC T20 World Cup, Australia will take on Oman in the last Group B encounter at the Pallakkale International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.